Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to catch any helpful links we talk about on the show, follow our Facebook page. We often post links up there. This morning, my dad knows how much I love horses. I love horses so much. Thank you. And he sent this video over, and it's just this horse that they take in right into hospitals. He's this huge, beautiful horse, and they lead him in, this handler leads him in, and he like picks which rooms he wants to go in, and he just like nuzzles people, and it's just so, I mean, it has nothing to do with anything, but I was like, that's beautiful.
What and about the mountain poops?
Made me feel good. You know, I guess they pick those up if he goes poop.
I didn't think about that.
I didn't either. Didn't even cross my mind. Maybe he poops first. Maybe they, you know, don't even bring him in until he's taking a poop. I don't know. Plus, it's all just sort of mashed up grass. It's not like a lot of other animals poop. In my humble opinion, having had to shovel my share of
so
that.
So the hospitals just kick that aside. I mean, it's, you know,
yeah,
people
they're just
are
like, oh,
dying
just
right
let
and left
that
around
roll,
here.
You know, what's a little horse poop in the
right.
thing? It's so sweet, though. This horse is beautiful, and they bring him in, and he goes into various people's rooms, and they show him going into this one guy. The guy is on his deathbed, and he's just like, he looks up into the horse's face. Imagine that. You're in a hospital bed. In a hospital, and a horse walks into the room. Anyway, it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It has nothing to do with anything except it, I. Oh, there it is. There's a page.
That's
there's
the
a
guy.
Normal horse. That's the horse pin. There he is. He's running around, having a good rolling. Oh, now fast forward it, Brenny, and show him walking into the. So there he is. Now he just walks in, and they're in the hospital. They put him in the elevator. They walk him down the hall, and he picks which rooms he wants to go in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hit the dinger and be like, get this donkey out of here.
It's
what are you doing? I'm dying over here.
Horse.
I don't know. Really?
Donkey.
It must be like a dream, you know? Imagine that if you're like, you're deathly ill and the horse walks in, you're like, am I dreaming?
Real life?
Is this real life?
Is this real life? Anyway, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, you find all that and plus also stuff that you might
look at Gentry
truly...
taking a break from pulling fish out of the water.
I know. You know, turns out he looks at videos too. Well, he always sends me stuff. And if anything that has to do with horses that crosses his desk, he gives to his little girl. His little horse girl. That's me.
And don't you always get him, what is it, elephants?
You know, he has decided in the last few years since
Please
they moved
stop
down
that.
To Florida. Yeah, I don't need any more elephants. I think he brought a couple of his favorites with him when they moved down to Florida. And then he's like, I just can't. I just don't. I'm not doing that anymore. He loved my horse so much, and my horse loved him. I had a horse for a few years when I was a kid. And
Stacy. Sandy.
Shannon.
Shannon. Yeah. Darn it.
And he loved that horse. And that horse, you know, he just had it. I'd walk out into the barn, you know, and there'd be my dad just like standing there holding the horse's head in his arms. So that's lovely. I'm getting all misty. That seems silly. Okay, let's get going here. NASCAR. NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag. We just sort of heard a little bit about this yesterday. Bubba Wallace had said, is that the guy's name, Bubba Wallace?
It is. I had confused him
somewhere.
With the golfer, Bubba Watson.
Oh,
I wasn't familiar with
it.
Bubba Wallace, but yeah, he and the news broke yesterday on ESPN. I was really impressed. Now it will come down to was that we're banning the Confederate flag. Wink, wink. Or no, we're banning the flag. You can't come on the grounds with that flag. Period.
Right. It'll come down to enforcement because people are pissed, as you might imagine. There are people who are like, that's our history and I love the flag. And so on Monday, Bubba Wallace urged the flags, the Confederate flag, often seen as the symbols of celebration of an era of slavery in the United States, to be removed from NASCAR events. Get them out of here. They have no place for them, he said in an interview. In some circles, the flags are seen as a symbol of pride and the heritage of the American South. And NASCAR said they're gone. NASCAR said yesterday it'll ban the presence of the Confederate flag at all of its major racing events and properties. So major, I guess maybe that doesn't apply to everything. They want to make, sweeping new policies in response to nationwide protests over the treatment of black citizens in America. This is their quote.
I don't mean to question them because the truth is they did the right thing. And it was a hard, I don't think it's hard per se, but any business has to look at their audience, and their audience is predominantly people from the South. And so, and that's who's kept them in business for however many years.
Yeah,
so
I have
they
no
really
idea
did,
who their demographic is.
They really did have to go and decide that they were going to make a powerful change, and I give them a lot of credit. Now it's just up to them to enforce that.
NASCAR said in a prepared statement, the presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to provide a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry. Bringing people together around a love for racing and the community that it creates is what makes our fans and sport special. The display of Confederate flags will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. So actually, that's pretty sweeping.
It's powerful. It's a big statement. Now they just have to back it up.
Yeah, and they were actually saying earlier, it said major sports events. But anyway, and then I talked a little bit about Bubba Wallace. He was saying, get those things out of here. On Sunday at a NASCAR race in Atlanta, Steve Phelps, the organization's president, asked drivers and fans to take a moment of reflection. The black community and all people of color have suffered in our country, and it's taken far too long for us to hear their demands to change. Our sport must do better. Our country must do better. There's a NASCAR Truck Series driver, which sounds like a minor, little slice of the NASCAR world. He's quitting the sport at the end of the year over the organization's ban on Confederate memorabilia. Ray Ciccarelli wrote on his Facebook page Wednesday, it's been a fun ride, a dream come true, but if this is the direction NASCAR's headed, we will not participate after the 2020 season is over. NASCAR had already banned its cars from displaying the Confederate flag. Fans were still allowed to display the banner. That'll no longer be allowed, and this Ciccarelli guy accused the organization of taking sides politically against its own fans. And he writes more hateful things that I feel like I don't need to read to you. There's a helmet artist named Jason Beam. He's a official NASCAR helmet artist. He said, ignorance wins again.
Huh?
Yes, that's what he said.
That's ironic. Right.
I know, isn't it? I got to get to that quote. Does it? Let's see here. Thanks to the wonder of computers, you can take anybody's face and put it on anybody else's body and make that person seem like they're doing something that they wouldn't do.
Right.
Or something that they don't want to do, or even just something that seems more benign than that.
Well, you can really frame someone is what it comes down to, and it's awful. I hate it.
It is. What's it called? A deep fake, right?
Yeah.
They don't say that here specifically. But that's, it's true. The way they can knit things together and even change what match the lighting up and make it look really real. You have to question everything now.
Except you don't, and if something like that hits the internet, that person who is being framed for whatever, right, finds themselves, maybe they're even able to prove it. Like, look, here's me, that same date in a different country. It's too late. It's already hit the internet,
right,
and there's a percentage of people who will never see the retraction.
Right. Surprise, it's used in porn a lot. It seems like all technology is used in porn a lot. You know, they're really cutting edge when it comes to...
Well, you
to...
definitely, if you look up a picture, like a, let's say you say Farrah Fawcett nude on Google, you will absolutely find, you know, her nude, but you'll also find her doing something she never did, and it's because her head has been put on someone else's body, and that's right. Exactly what I'm talking about.
But I had my mouth open to put food in it.
Right.
It's scary, you know, to think that someone can just take it and make it whatever they want. Kristen Bell is the subject of a lot of porn deepfakes, apparently.
Is that right?
She's obviously not okay with it.
Is that Anna? That's Anna, right?
Yeah, that is. That's mm-hmm. correct. Yes. The brown-haired, red-haired. I don't know what color hair she has.
Red hair.
I think it's brown. Oh, is
from
it?
Frozen.
It's red, yeah.
Obviously, she's not okay with it. She's really, I would be too. I mean, it's horribly upsetting. She found out about it from her husband, Dax Shepard. He was like, so I was on this site. I don't know if, it popped up. My friend sent me a link and here's, you know, whatever. However they got to this point, she found out that this is happening. She says, I was just shocked because this is my face. Belongs to me. It's hard to think about that I'm being exploited. She says, we're having this gigantic conversation about consent, and I don't consent. So that's why it's not okay. Even if it's labeled as, this is not actually her, because apparently some porn deepfakes, they're acknowledging that this is not the person. It says right on it, this isn't them. It's just their face. She says, even if it's labeled as this is not actually her, it's hard to think about that. I wish the internet were a little bit more responsible and a little bit kinder.
Well, don't we all, Kristen
yes.
Bell?
It's a yeah. solid wish. We all wish that.
I must say, they look super real.
Oh, you're looking right now, huh?
Are you yeah, looking at you still know. Pictures or actual movies?
I'm looking at stills.
Yeah, I've only ever seen stills. I've never seen this done
yeah, has
in
this
a movie.
Been done in videos?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
See if
that.
You can find that, Brent.
And I'm not really interested in it, even if it was done. Like, right. The idea that, you know,
someone's
put a face
exploited.
On this person's body. And no, it's just that I'm not interested at all.
Well, it's horrible, you know. It's but it's yet another reminder that it's hard to tell what's real in this world today. And I hope it never happens to me. I hope it never happens to you. I think, you know, most of us private citizens were safe from this, but you know, you're Kristen Bell or really whoever, you know, who has even a minor amount of celebrity can get really effed over by something like this. It's horrible. And you could, you know, stand and testify in front of Congress and there'd still be people like, nah, I think it was her. It looked really real. Speaking of entertainment, oh, you know what? I have like 1 minute left. Let me see let me figure out what my favorite story is from all of these. Rob Gronkowski, he's kind of a traitor. I guess I'll skip that story, although it is kind of a feel good.
What do you mean he's a traitor?
All right, I'll do it. You know, he leaves and, oh, I'm retired. And then, oh, Tom's going to the Bucks. All right, I'll do that.
He won you a bunch of Super Bowls. Why don't you, you know,
no,
show
I'm
a
not
gratitude.
Very, very ungrateful. Very ungrateful. You've met me. Rob Gronkowski and the Buccaneers are replacing a Florida high school's football equipment that was lost in a fire. This is a nice story. So I guess, you know, even though he's horrible, this is very actually, it's funny. I'm looking at his face and he's so sweet. Like he just looks like such a little puppy dog. Do you have this audio ready for me? Here he is talking.
I do.
Here he is on his Instagram or Twitter.
Hey, everyone. Last week, we heard about an unfortunate incident in Tampa where a fire burned down a high school storage shed full of their team's football equipment. Sadly, they lost it all. Well, the Gronk Nation Youth Foundation and my new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are all about helping youth reach their full potential. So we're going to do just that. To the Blake High School Yellow Jackets, you're getting a brand new storage unit and new football equipment to replace everything that was lost, courtesy of our foundation and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Foundation. So keep working hard this summer, stay active, and stay healthy, and my new teammates and I are looking forward to seeing you soon.
He's in a dark room with sunglasses on, so maybe a hard night of party, and I don't know, I don't want to say anything bad about him. It's a very nice thing that
That's
doing.
Very nice of them.
It's
Come on.
It's very, I agree completely. It's very nice, which is the only reason I decided to stick it in my pile. And then I guess after I called him a traitor, I felt like I had to do it. That's it. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
He's just a working guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just a guy who's going to work. He's going to work. You know, it'd be like, are you a traitor?
I just
want
to hang out with my friends.
Are you a traitor of, oh, God, what was it? What is the station? The Point in St. Louis? Are you a traitor of them because you moved on to a bigger and better?
I moved on. It's true. I'm a total. I'm a traitor to St. Louis.
I don't know what's coming up, but see you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.